Oral comprehension. Listening 1. You'll hear listening 1 3 times. Listen carefully and tick the correct answer. Now look at the questions for this part. You have 45 seconds. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully.
Hello. This is a survey about hobbies and free time activities. Can I ask you some questions?
Yes, of course.
First of all, what's your name?
My name's Mike. Mike Windworth.
How do you spell Windworth?
Windworth.
Okay. And how old are you, Mike?
I'm 16.
Okay. So what do you do every day after school?
On Mondays and Wednesdays, I go to the swimming pool from 6 to 8. I'm on the swimming team. I love swimming.
Great. What about the rest of the week?
On Tuesdays, I have music lessons from 5 to 6:30.
Do you play any musical instrument? The piano, perhaps?
No way. I don't like the piano. I prefer the guitar. I think playing the guitar is so cool.
I'm sure of it.
On Fridays, I always go to the school theater. We're preparing a play, Romeo and Juliet. I love acting.
Do you do anything on Thursdays?
Of course. I go to the library and do all my homework.
Okay, Mike. That's all. Thank you very much for your time. By the way, where are you going now?
To the theater. We have a general rehearsal.
Enjoy it. Goodbye.
Listen again.
Hello. This is a survey about hobbies and free time activities. Can I ask you some questions?
Yes, of course.
First of all, what's your name?
My name's Mike. Mike Windworth.
How do you spell Windworth?
Windworth.
Okay. And how old are you, Mike?
I'm 16.
Okay. So what do you do every day after school?
On Mondays and Wednesdays, I go to the swimming pool from 6 to 8. I'm on the swimming team. I love swimming.
Great. What about the rest of the week?
On Tuesdays, I have music lessons from 5 to 6:30.
Do you play any musical instrument? The piano, perhaps?
No way. I don't like the piano. I prefer the guitar. I think playing the guitar is so cool.
I'm sure of it.
On Fridays, I always go to the school theater. We're preparing a play, Romeo and Juliet. I love acting.
Do you do anything on Thursdays?
Of course. I go to the library and do all my homework.
Okay, Mike. That's all. Thank you very much for your time. By the way, where are you going now?
To the theater. We have a general rehearsal.
Enjoy it. Goodbye.
Listen again.
Hello. This is a survey about hobbies and free time activities. Can I ask you some questions?
Yes, of course.
First of all, what's your name?
My name's Mike. Mike Windworth.
How do you spell Windworth?
Windworth.
Okay. And how old are you, Mike?
I'm 16.
Okay. So what do you do every day after school?
On Mondays and Wednesdays, I go to the swimming pool from 6 to 8. I'm on the swimming team. I love swimming.
Great. What about the rest of the week?
On Tuesdays, I have music lessons from 5 to 6:30.
Do you play any musical instrument? The piano, perhaps?
No way. I don't like the piano. I prefer the guitar. I think playing the guitar is so cool.
I'm sure of it.
On Fridays, I always go to the school theater. We're preparing a play, Romeo and Juliet. I love acting.
Do you do anything on Thursdays?
Of course. I go to the library and do all my homework.
Okay, Mike. That's all. Thank you very much for your time. By the way, where are you going now?
To the theater. We have a general rehearsal.
Enjoy it. Goodbye.
Oral comprehension. Listening 2. You'll hear listening 2 three times. Listen carefully and tick the correct answer. Now, look at the questions for this part. You have 45 seconds. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully.
Good morning, class. Today it's Paul's turn to give his presentation. He's going to talk about some of his favorite objects.
Hi. I've got three objects to show you. A box, a book, and an old football t-shirt. The first object is a box. It's made of wood and metal. It is a present from my grandpa. 2 years ago, when I was 14, he went to Kenya and brought it for me. It's got a surprise inside. Look, when you open the box, a snake comes out. It's very scary.
Oh, my goodness.
The second object is a book. It's my favorite book ever. I've read it more than 12 times. It's about a boy, a pirate, and a magic dragon. They travel around the world, and they visit lots of interesting countries. China, Egypt, India. They meet lots of new friends, and they live great and exciting adventures. The book was a present from my grandma for my 8th birthday. And the third object is a football t-shirt. It's very small, old, and red. It's my favorite t-shirt because when I was 6 years old, I wore it at a football match. I scored 3 goals during that match. We won 3-1. I'll always remember that day. And that's all. Thanks for your attention.
Thank you, Paul. I enjoyed your talk a lot. It's a really interesting presentation. Well done.
Listen again.
Good morning, class. Today it's Paul's turn to give his presentation. He's going to talk about some of his favorite objects.
Hi. I've got three objects to show you. A box, a book, and an old football t-shirt. The first object is a box. It's made of wood and metal. It is a present from my grandpa. 2 years ago, when I was 14, he went to Kenya and brought it for me. It's got a surprise inside. Look, when you open the box, a snake comes out. It's very scary.
Oh, my goodness.
The second object is a book. It's my favorite book ever. I've read it more than 12 times. It's about a boy, a pirate, and a magic dragon. They travel around the world, and they visit lots of interesting countries. China, Egypt, India. They meet lots of new friends, and they live great and exciting adventures. The book was a present from my grandma for my 8th birthday. And the third object is a football t-shirt. It's very small, old, and red. It's my favorite t-shirt because when I was 6 years old, I wore it at a football match. I scored 3 goals during that match. We won 3-1. I'll always remember that day. And that's all. Thanks for your attention.
Thank you, Paul. I enjoyed your talk a lot. It's a really interesting presentation. Well done.
Listen again.
Good morning, class. Today it's Paul's turn to give his presentation. He's going to talk about some of his favorite objects.
Hi. I've got 3 objects to show you. A box, a book, and an old football t-shirt. The first object is a box. It's made of wood and metal. It is a present from my grandpa. 2 years ago, when I was 14, he went to Kenya and brought it for me. It's got a surprise inside. Look, when you open the box, a snake comes out. It's very scary.
Oh, my goodness.
The second object is a book. It's my favorite book ever. I've read it more than 12 times. It's about a boy, a pirate, and a magic dragon. They travel around the world, and they visit lots of interesting countries. China, Egypt, India. They meet lots of new friends, and they live great and exciting adventures. The book was a present from my grandma for my 8th birthday. And the third object is a football t-shirt. It's very small, old, and red. It's my favorite t-shirt because when I was 6 years old, I wore it at a football match. I scored 3 goals during that match. We won 3-1. I'll always remember that day. And that's all. Thanks for your attention.
Thank you, Paul. I enjoyed your talk a lot. It's a really interesting presentation. Well done.
That's the end of the oral test.